Thank you. That's a brand new album by a Canadian group led by trumpet player Brad Turner, who's also a fine pianist as well. Seamus Blake was the tenor saxophonist, and Bruno Herbert on piano, and André Lachance on bass, Dylan Vanderschiff on drums. That's a brand new album called Jump Up, and from it we heard a tune written by Brad Turner titled The Enthusiast. Brad Turner, certainly a key figure in Vancouver jazz. I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regional survey, every Sunday afternoon at this time. Next up, we're going to be listening to a couple of things which sort of grow out of last week's experience at the Ballard Jazz Festival. Went back a little ways to pull up an album by New Stories, which was reunited for the festival, and we'll also hear in this next set from the Ernie Watts Quartet, from a new recording by Ernie, who played with New Stories last weekend at the Ballard Jazz Festival. This is with his European quartet, and it's a tune from a new album of his, which he played with New Stories at the main stage concert last Friday night. First up, here's Mark Seals. This was an ongoing trio in the 90s, I guess it was. Mark Seals at the piano, Doug Miller on bass, and John Bishop on drums. They played together as a trio, and they also served as rhythm section for a number of different albums and played in a variety of different groups. This is a nice combination here because this is the trio, New Stories, joined by a great tenor saxophonist who was also playing at Ballard Jazz Festival last weekend, but on a different stage. Rick Mandyke is heard on tenor saxophone on this. Mark Seals at the piano opens this with a piece by Miles Davis titled Circle.
Thank you.
Wow. Ernie Watts Quartet. That's from his new album, Homelight, a piece of music which he played last weekend at the Ballard Jazz Festival with New Stories. This was Ernie Watts Quartet, his European quartet, with Christoph Sanger on piano, Rudy Engel on bass, and Heinrich Kuberling on drums. Ernie Watts on tenor sax, Homelight. Before that was New Stories, from an album that's over 20 years old. Mark Seals on piano, Doug Miller on bass, and John Bishop on drums, who were reunited at this year's Ballard Jazz Festival to back Ernie Watts. Here, they were joined by tenor saxophonist Rick Mandyke in a Miles Davis tune, Circle. That's from the album New Stories, Remember Why, on Origin Records. We recorded a bunch of music last weekend at the Ballard Jazz Festival, and we'll be sharing some of it with you over the coming weeks, sorting it out here a bit yet. But we recorded most of Drum Night. We also recorded at the Main Stage Concert, and a great set with Rick Mandyke, Thomas Marriott, Jeff Johnson, and John Bishop playing at Kula Movement. Lots of people reporting great music last weekend at the Ballard Jazz Festival. Happy to be there. 88.5 KNKX connects you with the live jazz scene around town on Jazz Northwest. I'm Jim Wilkie. Let's take a look at some of the things that are going on around town. There's a New York pianist who's paying a visit the early part of this week. Ben Rosenblum is his name, and he's playing with Susan Pascal at the Marine View Church at 5 o'clock at their Twilight Jazz Vespers. He'll also be playing at the Jewel Box on Monday night with a trio and Tuesday night with his trio at the North City Bistro. Other things going on today, Nearly Dan is playing its final night of its current engagement at Demetrios Jazz Alley. Kareem Candy Band is playing at Rhythm and Rye in Olympia. Ray Larson is leading the group, playing music by Ornette Coleman tonight at the Royal Room at 10 p.m. Tuesday, the Cookers blow into town for a one-night stand. Eddie Henderson, David Weiss, trumpets, Donald Harrison on alto sax, Billy Harper on tenor, George Cable's piano, Cecil McBee bass, and Billy Hart on drums. The Cookers, truly a band of all-stars. They'll be playing at Jazz Alley one night only on Tuesday night. And if you'd like to check out some young talent, young Lucas Winter is leading his quintet at the Royal Room on Tuesday night. Coming up on Wednesday, Rudresh Mahantapa, Eric Rivas, and Dave King are playing as a trio at Jazz Alley, one night only. Newport High School opens for Jim Sisko's Bellevue College Jazz Orchestra at Tula's on Wednesday night. Thursday, Seattle Jazz Ed Girls Ellington Project will be playing a free concert at the Seattle Art Museum, main level, and that's a free concert at 5:30 presented by Earshot. Clipper Anderson Quartet plays at Tula's on Thursday night. Friday night, Mark Lewis and Michael Powers play at Brother Don's in Bremerton, Bert Pereira, and the Gin Joints at Tula's. And on Saturday, Marco Ciccavallo and friends play at C&P Coffee in West Seattle Saturday morning from 10:30 a.m. to noon. Then Brent Jensen and Dave Peterson play as a duo at Craft 19 Espresso and Creperie at 3 in the afternoon in Sumner. Also on Saturday is the first of a trio of performances by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra in various locations. They'll be at Benaroya Hall Saturday evening to play the music by Ray Charles. And Greta Matassa and Susan Pascal will be at Tula's Saturday night. Lots of good music coming up. For more details, the KNKX calendar and also a very complete jazz calendar at earshot.org. Here's another tune from a session with Susan Pascal Quintet we were playing last weekend on this program, a tune we didn't have time for then. Susan Pascal is on vibes, Brian Monroney on guitar, Mark Seals at the piano, Chuck Deerdorf bass, and Mark Ivester on drums at Tula's in May, playing a tribute to Wes Montgomery. And this time it's a standard, Softly as in a Morning Sunrise. Thank you.
Thank you.
Cookers, a group that's going to be playing in Seattle next week, Wednesday night at Demetrio's Jazz Alley. The Cookers is truly an all-star band. That tune, written by George Cables, who plays piano with the group, is titled But He Knows. Billy Harper, the tenor saxophonist, Eddie Henderson on trumpet, David Weiss on trumpet, Craig Handy was alto player on this one, Donald Harrison will be with them at the club, Cecil McBee on bass and Billy Hart on drums. Otherwise, the personnel all the same at Demetrio's Jazz Alley Wednesday night for one night only with the Cookers. Before that, Susan Pascal Quintet with Brian Monroney featured on guitar, Mark Seals piano, Chuck Dierdorf bass, and Mark Ivester on drums, Susan Pascal on vibes in a tribute to Wes Montgomery. Recorded at Tula's, Susan Pascal's group playing softly as in a morning sunrise. On 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with the regional jazz scene on Jazz Northwest. Coming up, a tune from Randy Halberstadt's recent album. We'll hear one from a new one by Dina Blade, and we'll hear the SRJO in a salute to Ray Charles. First, here's Randy Halberstadt at the piano from his recent Open Heart album. With Chuck Dierdorf bass and Adam Kessler on drums, Randy at the piano, his composition, Clandestine. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit of soul now. Joe Doria guesting with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra in that performance, which took place about 10 years ago, and they're going to do it again. The Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra plays music associated with Ray Charles in three concerts next weekend in Seattle, Kirkland, and Edmonds, Saturday night, Sunday afternoon, and Monday night. Ray Charles music played by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. One Mint Julep. Before that, we were listening to Dina Blade's new album, Shall We Dance, and a slow dance ballad from the album Cry Me a River, with Hans Bremmer on piano and John Anderson on tenor sax. Randy Halberstadt led off the set of three, Randy at the piano, his composition Clandestine, with Chuck Dierdorf bass and Adam Kessler on drums from Randy's album Open Heart. And that's it for today. I'm Jim Wilkie. Hope you've enjoyed our music here on Jazz Northwest. We have a podcast available at jazznw.org. Ken Wiley and the Art of Jazz coming up next. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News 88.5 FM.